Today's episode of the Teamwork Online webinar series is presented by ScreenSkins, the number one branded screen protector. Appreciate their support of the podcast, and they allow you to personalize your screen protector with custom or officially licensed designs that disappear. Get yours today by visiting screenskins.com and use the code LIFO24 at checkout for 20% off today. Again, the code LIFO24, LIFO24 at checkout for 20%. Enjoy today's episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode.
I had the privilege and opportunity to be a student athlete in college. I played softball. I had a transformative experience, meaning that a lot of ups and downs. It really shaped who I am today. And I went from like reaching my best as a All-American athlete and played for the Team US junior national team to having a lot of injuries and not really knowing what I was going to do with my life after softball and having my identity so rooted in being a great athlete. And so all of that to say is it was two things that emerged from that. One was I really learned how important it was that I had people investing in my overall development. And for me, that was my coaches. At second, I always wished I would have had more tools and skills in my toolkit. I wish I would have had, I saw that I was able to do really well, but I feel like I could have done better or reached my potential further if I would have had more resources in my toolkit. And so that's what propelled me to do the work I do now. As Jake mentioned, being able to earn my doctorate in educational leadership, studying what goes into having a great experience as a student athlete in my case, and then building three different student athlete development programs at three different institutions, my alma mater, UNLV, Boston University, and now at Cal. And so the things that I think about, one is, how can you really invest in knowing yourself through the process? I'd say that's a huge part of maximizing your experience. Understanding your strengths, that what makes you unique, understanding the things that make you come alive and feel really passionate, understanding what's important to you in terms of how you want your life to look. And I want to also give you some peace of mind to know that you might not be sure about any of those things, and that is totally okay. But really leveraging this time is a place of self-discovery. So one of the things we recommend from a practical standpoint for our student athletes is that they engage in at least two what we call world of work experiences at Cal. And all that means is two different job shadows or internships, immersive experiences where you can see what speaks to you. You can engage in something and learn about yourself, learn if that's a pathway you want to go. Perhaps you've already been doing that. I know many of you might be interested in getting into the sports industry, but as much as you can, putting yourself out there, not being afraid to not have all the answers or to fail. It's really the courage to learn and discover and use this time for your growth and potential. And that's what's going to lead you to the pathways that you want to be on.
Brian, you want to jump in?
Sure. Nice to meet everybody. I'm Brian Davison. I think Marissa had a great answer that I can just tag on to with a couple of things there from my experience. So similar, I was a college student athlete. I played college basketball and started at a Division I school and transferred to a smaller Division II. And that was my really transformative experience, right, where I went from a bigger school to a much smaller school and became an opportunity for me to learn more about myself. And so little did I know, I had a lot of business in me. I grew up in a military family, so I wasn't around a ton of business minds talking about, P&L sheets or marketing strategy. But what I found out, by being part of the business club, I was the vice president there. I worked in the student, the SAC committee. And then, of course, I did a bunch of other things on the side outside of playing basketball. And so that's really my first point there would be just to utilize the things and people around you one of the most beautiful things about college is almost everybody on that campus is there to benefit, to help benefit your life and enhance your life. And so you're one question away, you're one opportunity away that you have to be on the offense about and ask for. Imagine being a professor or being in the career services department. They have a lot of students, right? So they might not be coming to you. You need to go to them. So be on the offense, utilize the people around you and the amazing opportunities that people are sharing with you because of they're wanting to give back to the people that will be leading the sports and entertainment industry of tomorrow. Second off is nothing's too small. Whether you're at a Division III or Division I, whether you're picking up trash for the women's basketball team, or you're doing something volunteering for something in the athletic department, that's gonna give you three big things. It's gonna give you perspective, it's gonna give you experience, and it's gonna give you lessons. And you'll be able to use those, even if they're small, to be able to grow in those sectors. My quick little story is that I'll share about myself on that note is I left college coaching where I coached in college to go to Nike. I went to a retail store for $11.25 an hour. And what I learned in that store for 2.5 years was the pivotal point in my career to then being a vice president of the Milwaukee Bucks. And before that, building a $100 million business with Giannis Antetokounmpo with Nike. And so those transformable, those really impactful moments in the store was really my breeding ground to understand more about business. And you can do that in school right now. And then lastly, this is just a nice way to wrap it up, is it starts today. Like you guys being on this call. It doesn't start tomorrow. It doesn't start your junior year, your senior summer. It starts today because you're competing against people that will be 5, 7, 8, 10 years into the industry. So you have to start today. And it can be small, but as long as you start it now, you'll be where you need to be. And it's a long journey, but that's why you need to start it right away.
Love it. Rachel, another former student athlete. So we've got four on the call here and then probably many more in the audience. But I think just as a point of, being able to juggle being a student athlete as well as doing other opportunities on the side, I think is important to note. Obviously, if you are not a student athlete or are not a former student athlete, but had a job as well, right? Same thing, same concept. It's just a matter of where you put your time. So Rachel, why don't you dive in as well?
Hi, everyone. Nice to meet you all. Rachel Brown, thanks for having me. So just like Marissa and Brian, as Jake said, student athlete, I play Division III soccer at Tufts University, right outside of Boston. But I'm originally from Arizona, go D-backs. And the best and probably most transformative thing I did was actually leave Arizona and head out to the East Coast and break out of my amazing, sunny, beautiful bubble of Arizona and go out east. Found Tufts University, a small Division III institution, and it was exactly the place where I needed to be. And I think for me, maximizing college was getting involved in broadening myself outside of soccer. Soccer was my priority and the reason it helped me get to Tufts and a huge part of my experience. But I think something that was so important to me was broadening out of my little bubbles. So like Jake was saying, like whether it's, your team or it's those first friends you make in those, your first classes freshman year or those friends you make in your pre-orientation programs, college is scary and new, especially if you travel across the country. You want to, stay within your small community that you originally make. For me, I had the best community in my soccer team, but I wasn't lacking anything from my team by any means. It was more so like, how can I get the most out of this education and opportunity that I have here at Tufts? And what that looked for me personally was, outside of obviously my studies and my time with the team and traveling for games, I started to think about maybe potentially what was my interest of wanting to build my career in. So like I just got involved in different things. Like one semester I was working with the school newspaper and going around to local businesses walking in and seeing if I can sell ad space in the newspaper to those businesses. And I think that's where I started to get like my sales fix. I also worked a couple semesters with like a consulting group on campus that was, you know, doing strategic marketing and, you know, ideation for Israeli based businesses. So like that was super helpful and just like broadening myself around like career wise. But like, actually, I think one of the best things I did to broaden myself was join a sorority. I'm not sure if anyone here is on in a sorority or fraternity, but like at least at my school, like it's not like a normal sorority experience. Like there's only three. It is truly just to like meet more people. There was nobody at the time when I was looking into joining a sorority, at least on my team, that was in a sorority. It was very much like athletes separated from, you know, sorority fraternity life. But I just viewed it as like an opportunity again to just like meet new people. Like there's so many great people outside of the athletic community. Not gonna lie, I definitely got, you know, some backlash and some, you know, fun poked at me in the locker room for doing it. But before like my team, I kind of opened up their minds to like, you know, this is just a great opportunity like to meet new people. And before I knew it, someone else in, you know, my class joined a sorority, the grade below me, all of them joined sororities. And before I knew it, like, you know, sorority life and athlete life were kind of one. So I think that was just another example of like just meeting new people, putting yourself out there and, you know, making the most of this amazing opportunity and privilege that we all get to have from going to college.
As you think about grad school for those that are in undergrad now, they're thinking about, okay, should I go to grad school? Or hey, maybe you're watching and you're in the industry or in another industry and you're thinking about, do I go back to school? With either your experience, obviously, Marissa, going and even getting your PhD, to then the others, what are some pros and cons? What are questions, things that you would challenge those to think about when, hey, is this worth it? Does it make sense? If you go, what should I study? Should I do it part-time, full-time? You know, how do you maximize that to make sure that you can take advantage of, you know, whatever you're investing, either money and or time?
Yeah, thank you, Jake, so much. And I want to just start by acknowledging my bias in that I had the opportunity to earn my start in college athletics through graduate school. So I actually did get my master's while I was still a student athlete because I happened to have a few injuries in the middle of my career and was really fortunate to have that covered through that experience. But in short, I always knew I wanted to get my PhD, and I felt that way because I wanted to push myself to get to that level. Initially, I was thinking I was going to be a sports psychologist, as a result of all my experiences in college. And then my alma mater, as I was working full-time as a guidance counselor and applying to PhD programs, my alma mater reached out and said, hey, we're creating this role in athletics. We think you'd be a great fit. And the role is essentially creating programming for student athletes. We called it life skills programming at the time, that would help them with their overall development. And so they asked if I'd come back and be a graduate assistant and basically work in the athletic department while they paid for my doctorate. And it was an amazing opportunity, but I had to do a lot of soul searching to make sure I was willing to give up the path of becoming a licensed psychologist. That this was a different path. This was more student affairs, student development, a little bit more broad in nature. And after a lot of soul searching, I went for it, and I felt, also talking to mentors, but I really fell in love with the work and felt really privileged to be able to research and look at the literature and apply that to the work as a practitioner. So I love that scholarly and practical approach. It's something I take into the work I do now. So my bias is that it's an amazing way to get a start in a field. And so in college athletics, if that's a path that you're interested in, there are a lot of graduate assistantships where you would work for an athletic department for, they say, 20 hours a week. That's questionable. And I know I definitely did more than, it was my choice. I treated it more like a full-time gig, sometimes at the expense of my studies. I wouldn't necessarily recommend that, but just acknowledging where I was at. And I think it's a really great way to earn an advanced degree while getting your start in a field. And so I'll put in the chat some links where you can research what kind of graduate opportunities there are, as if it's there's counseling, there's higher education, educational leadership, student affairs. There's a lot of different programs that are available while earning your start in the industry. So it was a really great thing for me. But I didn't have a lot of work. I had maybe 1 or 2 years of work experience outside of grad school before I went back for my doctorate. So I'm certain that I would have come in with a different perspective and lens had I had more time outside of in the working world before going back to school. So I'm sure that's just something to acknowledge. One more thing I'll say about graduate school is it really gave me frameworks for how to think and models and perspective. I don't necessarily remember all of the content or the exact curriculum, but I do remember how it gave me different models and lenses and ways of viewing the world and the work. And I really valued that perspective. It's been a huge asset to what I do now. So that's my journey and experience, and I'm sure my colleagues have some really interesting thoughts on this too.
Marissa, I would just echo that the GA is the best kept secret. Although I don't know if it's a secret, it's more of just like, how do you get one? Because to your point about just kind of acknowledging where people are at, I think the biggest thing you have to acknowledge is, okay, what kind of financial situation am I in? That is going to be unique to every single individual. And what does that mean for my future, knowing that sports may not be a lucrative industry that allows you to make that money back, or you may get your MBA instead because it allows you other outside opportunities aside from sports. So Brian, feel free to jump in.
Yeah, I think go ahead, Marissa.
Sorry, Brian, just quickly, Jake, to that point, thank you for acknowledging that. For me, it worked okay. I was early in my career. I didn't have a family. I was able to do that financially, which we recognize may not be everybody's situation. So, Brian, please jump in.
Yeah, it's a perfect segue to what both of you were saying. I earned my MBA while I was at Nike. I was just scrolling one day on the Nike homepage as a sales rep out of Houston, Texas, and saw a tuition reimbursement. I said, "Oh, what is this?" Clicked on that. Found out that the company has allocated budget for you to go get your degree, higher education degree. So I pursued an MBA while at Nike, and it was tough because I transitioned. Not only did it take me 3.5 years due to making sure that Nike paid for all of it versus me paying for some of it because it only goes to a certain amount per year. So I strategically mapped out how long it would take for me to do it and how much I would have to pay, which was zero. So you can look into companies, and when you get started, it doesn't have to be directly after school either. And I'll speak to that in a second, but to tell you a quick part of my journey and about time and seasons of your life is I was single at the time. I have 2 little girls now with my wife. I was single and running around the world. I moved from a job in Houston, Texas to a job in Beaverton, Oregon on Nike World Headquarters campus. And I was traveling all over Asia and all over Europe multiple times a year. So about 10 to 15 times a year going to Asia. And so that trip in itself is tough, right? Just traveling 16, 18 hours on a plane. I was doing my MBA papers while traveling there, being a day ahead and still having the paper due, and at the day that it was, I was behind. And so it was tough, but I didn't have kids. I didn't have any other obligations other than work. And so it worked for me, but the lessons learned while doing those type of jobs, product creation, where we've built the AJ1 franchise and built that out and then built player exclusive for the players on the field on football, baseball, and basketball for the Jordan brand. I was able to use those lessons in real time because I was actually doing my coursework and then going, oh, well, that's a different way I could look at the business and how I'm building and forecasting out what it was going to be in 2015 or 2018 at the time. I was thinking 2-3 years ahead of what my product line looked like. And that was because I was taking those courses. So I was able to really implement that in real time. But to my last point is a lot of my teammates at Nike, not a lot, but a decent amount of them left Nike, went to Yale, went to Harvard Business School, went and got their MBAs at other places, and then either came back to Nike on their own accord or went to another company due to their network effect of being at a high level MBA program, where it's an executive level program. So there's all different ways of looking at it. Right out of undergrad, you know, you start your career or further down in your career, because you're going to take the executive MBA and you're really going to use that as a networking tool. And a lot of people that do that, they do have to take a financial hit because they're going to leave their current job to go do it. But it does have the benefits of, you know, really network affecting you to the next thing after that. And it's a purposeful direction that some people take. But it was a phenomenal experience for me. And I would say, go find a company that has that reimbursement and do it that way and save your money while also working. That's what worked for me.
Rachel, you got a different perspective?
I do. I have only worked since my undergraduate degree. I think work experience is king, and I've personally just have decided to, you know, navigate this beginning part of my career from working. My first job out of college was actually in tech sales. Why? I couldn't tell you, other than that, like, I knew that I was, you know, meant for a personality to be well for in sales, and just from networking, and got myself into this great entry-level sales development rep role with an awesome tech company. And that's how I started going, and got through sales structure training through them, you know, worked with these awesome enterprise account executives, and just started to, you know, kind of cut my teeth on the phones and in cold outreach and emails. And soon quickly figured out that, like, I like this work. I like this grind. I think I'm good at this, but, like, can I do this, like, in something I'm a little bit more passionate about? And my ultimate passion in life is sports. So just through some research and good old Google searches, found this world of sports partnerships, and Fenway Sports Management specifically. So, that's how I found my way to my current company. As of now, I'm in a career where I see the upward trajectory just by, you know, crushing some more deals and, you know, getting more experience. So I feel fortunate that I'm in a career where I don't foresee a short-term need to go get more education. That might change, though, if there's an opportunity where I need, you know, to go get my MBA to unlock something, you know, outside of sales, and to, you know, elevate my career and get a job title that I wouldn't be able to get without my MBA, you best believe I'm going to go do that. So as of now, we're happy working, we're out here grinding in sales. And I think just any work experience you can do is only beneficial to, again, building your story and figuring out really what you want to do in this world.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to today's episode. And I just want to give a quick shout out to ScreenSkins, our presenting sponsor of the Teamwork Online webinar series, the number one branded screen protector that allows you to personalize your screen protector for custom or officially licensed designs that disappear. Get yours today by visiting screenskins.com and use the code LIFO24 at checkout for 20% off today. LIFO24 at screenskins.com at checkout for 20% off. Thanks, everyone.